Robinhood Radio presents Flavor Matters with Serge Matakians. He's the owner of Saravan Restaurant in Armenia. If you can't find him in the kitchen or gardens, then follow him either on Facebook or Twitter at Saravan NY.
Thank you very much for tuning in. This is Serge from Flavor Matters and Saravan Restaurant. I am continuing my conversation with Nelly Ashkan, who is an artist living and working in Los Angeles, California. Nelly John, thank you very much for staying.
Of course.
Nelly,
pleasure.
We discussed your childhood in Lebanon. We discussed your being a tomboy while you were growing up. And then your language skills brought you to the United States. And in the United States, first on the East Coast, then between 2004 and 2008, you were gravitated towards the West Coast because of the creativity. And then also, you're coming into terms with your own creative voice, with your own individual voice, your own recognition of what that tomboy nature of childhood meant. And your dear friend, who was your boyfriend, who helped you pay attention to that voice that was coming within you. Mm-hmm. And you have been living with your partner in Los Angeles, and you are working still in the news agencies, but you're also an artist. And I've had the pleasure of viewing several of your videos, and they're powerful. They're powerful. They made me uncomfortable. But I think art should not always be pleasing. The art should also make you uncomfortable and make you wonder why you are uncomfortable. So I appreciate that. But the one that I found to be most intriguing and uncomfortable and hard to watch was the video of the three elderly women doing needlework. Mm-hmm. The scar, the tattoos, their stories. Mm-hmm. And what interests me about you and I'm drawn to you is you have come into being a woman that the Armenian traditional culture, the Armenian traditional paradigm doesn't have room within its definitions for a woman like Nelly. But Nelly has not only come into a sense of identity within herself and her partner, who's also an Armenian woman from Tehran, Iran, where I am, but you have maintained very strongly and very vividly and very powerfully your Armenian identity.
Absolutely.
Have I put words in your mouth, or am I correct in what I have just said?
No, 100%.
And tell us about that process. What is your hope? And what are the barriers that you within yourself, you feel that you had to knock down? Mm-hmm. And what are the definitions that you think you had to amend for you to still recognize yourself and your partner and your home that you have created as an Armenian home?
Well, I'll sum it up in one way or in a sentence, because, you know, it's a lot of process in there. I just wonder sometimes, personally, are we going to be good ancestors at some point to other generations? And that's the question I always want to not only ask, I do want to answer it with my art. The ancestors, that photo of the three women together in a triangle, that's the ancestor visual that I have received. Mm-hmm. And like you're saying, it doesn't really represent me, but it represent me in a different way. It represent me as strong Armenian woman. There are three strong Armenian women sitting in that triangle. And, you know, however, there's something that within that strength, there's something that is unspoken yet. And it needs to be spoken, and it needs to have a seat around that table. And that's, you know, bringing my identity or my sexuality in that. Therefore, you know, when I'm constantly creating, I want to create with that in mind, that it's not just anonymous or just three women, right, like that. I just wanted to make it a little dent so that the stories that the next generation inherits tells, you know, you tell the truth to it. It's nothing hidden. So you reveal the unspoken. And that's sort of the thing that I've been working on. And, you know, to just elaborate a little bit more. It just feels a little bit that, you know, uncomfortable watching it because I was uncomfortable with myself. But the more I matured, the more I lived in Los Angeles, which is yet another accelerated experience, American experience. You get to become the true you. And what does that mean? Is you're allowed somehow to live with the norms, within the norms that you think, you imagine, the colorful way that you want to live life. So it goes from a dark period of time where you're still exploring and you're not sure you can do it, or you're going to be judged, or you're going to be not accepted, to you revisit those black and white colors and you add a lot of colors to your life. And then that comes through your art, you know. And I've been feeling much more comfortable to even create video arts with my own, you know, body for imagery and video art. I used to ask a lot of other people to be in my, I used to be behind the lens all the time. Now I'm more in front of the lens.
Which I find extremely courageous. And I, if you don't mind, I want to interject really quickly here. We have about 7 minutes left in our mm-hmm. conversation. You spoke about your sexuality, and I want to change that a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I don't really see it as your sexuality mm-hmm. as much as your sense of love and being loved. Mm-hmm. The interesting thing about your boyfriend that was such a good friend of yours, you told me, you know, I loved him, but I loved him as my brother, you know?
Yeah.
So whereas your love and your sense of being loved is more complete and more exciting and passionate when it is with a woman.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
You know? And I think love and sexuality, they just seem, they've sort of become synonyms, and I'm not sure if they should be synonyms.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to mention that.
I think at the end of the day, love is it's a language. To finish it in a back to languages, you acquire a new language. And that's how I felt. I felt it wasn't about, you're right, it wasn't about, you know, finding your, you know, whatever is more exciting for you. It's really discovering a new language, and the language of love. And it's a different type of a language. It's not the four languages you learn from countries, living in countries with borders and whatnot. With the language of love, there are no borders.
I 100% agree with you. And I want to also sort of mention that when I say that it was difficult to watch, because I could see the tension within the video, and I could feel the tension within myself, because here are three typical older Armenian women engaged in very typical Armenian older woman activity, but they are discussing matters of their past. Mm-hmm. And their facial features, and you're focusing on the tattoo, you're focusing on the scar, makes you really cringe. You know, at least I did. So yeah. I think in a very positive way, you did your job well, because at least for me, you did suck me into that video. Or the video of the pomegranate, the short video of the pomegranate and the female who is cleaning the pomegranate.
Yep.
You know, that's not an easy video to watch either.
Life is not easy, so you have to portray it somehow.
So, Nelly-chan, I want the last 2 minutes to be yours, and I want you to convey to us, to our listeners, you know, here you are, you're a woman, you've been living, you're an Armenian woman from Lebanon, you've been living your life and creating a home with an Armenian-Iranian woman in Los Angeles. If I were sitting here and I were the Nelly of the 11, 12-year-old in Lebanon listening to this interview, what would you like to tell Nelly of the 11, 12-year-old?
Don't be afraid. I would say don't be afraid, because fear blocks a lot of the times. But I was I think the 11 years old Nelly didn't understand the world and didn't know what's coming to her. But I think she something was cooking up for that lad. Something was stewing. Yeah. I look at my life right now and feel like, yes, I've taken courageous steps and I've been brave and I've learned how to express myself, which usually when you grow up in such cultures or environments, they don't teach you how to express yourself or say how you're feeling. You know, how are you feeling today? And that's a very important question. And that's something is important to learn and apply in your daily life. Because if you're feeling at any given time hurt, or you need, or you're exhausted, or trying to overachieve, then you kind of create a mental health blockage in your life, and that's not healthy. And sometimes because of that, you know, accelerated things that happen to you, you don't have a minute to take a break or breathe. You forget that life is not about hustling. You can stop. You have to stop. You have to. I mean, look at the past last year. The whole world came to a stop. And I want to say that, you know, I hope, you know, everybody, including me, remembers to stop, you know, even for a moment every day, and take a fresh air and meditate, think about, you know, find that voice again on a daily basis, because with how the world is going fast, and sometimes you forget to think about, or and sometimes you forget to take a minute to breathe, and then with that comes self-love, and you know, and then once you have all that, once you have all that, you can also give back to your surrounding, to your community. But if you're on the opposite end, if you're not taking a minute to breathe and love yourself, then how are you able to give others?
I think that's a wonderful comment that you're making there. And I would add, I agree with you with all of those. And a sense of gratitude, to maintain a sense of gratitude for what we have, but not what we are told that we need to have. Nelly, it has been great to speak with you. I really appreciate your waking up so early in California to join us. This is Serge from Flavor Matters and Sarah Vaughan Restaurant. I've had the pleasure of speaking with the artist, visual artist, Nelly Ashken. And we really appreciate your taking time to listen to us. Thank you.
Thank you, Serge. Thank you.
Flavor Matters is a joint production of the Sarah Vaughan Restaurant and Robin Hood Radio. For more information on the Sarah Vaughan Restaurant in Amelia, New York, saravaughan.com on the web.